A Case for Domain-Specific Curiosity in Mathematics Review article published 19th of August 2019, volume 31, pages 807-32, 2019. Emily Grossnickel Peterson and Jana Cohen. Abstract. Epistemic curiosity is a desire for knowledge accompanied by positive emotions, increased arousal, and exploratory behavior. Gross Educational Psychology Review 28-1-2360, 2016. Although curiosity has typically been characterized as a domain-general construct, domain-general conceptualizations do not acknowledge systematic changes in an individual's development, e.g., domain knowledge, as they advance within a domain. Moreover, a domain-general conceptualization of curiosity stands in direct contrast to research on interest, given that interest is typically described as domain-specific, e.g., interest for mathematics. Without a domain-specific conceptualization of curiosity as it relates to development within academic domains, comparisons between curiosity and interest will remain muddled. In the present theoretical review, we put forward a conceptualization of curiosity as domain-specific and examine how the components of curiosity develop within one academic domain, mathematics. In doing so, we juxtapose conceptualizations of epistemic curiosity with literature related to the development of other epistemic factors, i.e., knowledge, epistemic beliefs, in mathematics. Specifically, we build on the knowledge gap theories of epistemic curiosity, Littmann, Personality and Individual Differences, 48-4, 397-410, 2010, Lowenstein, Psychological Bullhorn 16, 75-98, 1994. To consider developmental shifts in A, knowledge gaps, B, heightened arousal, and C, exploratory behaviors within the domain of mathematics. Understanding the domain-specific and developmental nature of curiosity is critical for distinguishing curiosity from interest and for supporting motivation within mathematics classrooms. Section, Introduction. Although social psychologists and educational scholars have studied curiosity for decades, Berlin 1960, Dewey 1910, curiosity has recently garnered renewed attention within educational psychology, e.g., Grossnickel 2016, Giroud et al. 2018, Moose et al. 2005b, Park et al. 2017. Dewey 1910 described curiosity, as well as interest, as a necessary component for effective learning, arguing that teachers should bootstrap lessons to students' existing interests. There is considerable evidence that students learn more when they are interested, Ainley et al., 2002, Renninger and Heedy, 2016. A smaller, but growing body of research suggests that curiosity has a similar, positive impact on learning, Gruber et al., 2014, Kang et al., 2009, McGillivray et al. 2015, Van Schindel et al. 2018. Students who report feeling curious more often, i.e., high trait curiosity, have better academic outcomes than students who report lower overall curiosity, i.e., low trait curiosity, Rayo and Wiswell 2000, Wavo 2004. Similarly, curiosity to learn specific pieces of information has been associated with enhanced short-term and long-term recall of information, Gruber et al., 2014, Kang et al., 2009. Additional benefits of curiosity include exploration and persistence during learning tasks, Ainley and Ainley 2011, Grossnickel 2014, Littmann et al., 2005, setting achievable goals, Moose et al., 2018, engaging in inquiry-related scientific exploration, Wu et al., 2018, and using strategic processing during self-regulated learning, Bowler 2010, Moose et al., 2005b, 2018. Most of the research on the effects of curiosity on learning has taken place in domain-general contexts, e.g., learning trivia facts, McGillivray et al., 2015, Kang et al., 2009, or has examined curiosity during text-based processing, Ainley and Ainley 2011, Bowler 2010, Grossnickel 2014, Knobloch et al. 2004, Trevors et al. 2017. We do not dispute that individuals vary in domain general curiosity, i.e. curiosity as a personality trait, a finding that has been well substantiated in prior research, Kashtan et al. 2018, Littmann 2008. Rather, we argue that it is limiting to only examine curiosity as domain general, as individuals bring both domain general and domain specific individual differences to learning contexts, Cromley et al. 2017, Moose et al. 2006. In this review, we focus on a specific form of intrinsic motivation, epistemic curiosity as it manifests in mathematics. Mathematics was selected as the domain of investigation for several reasons. For one, because students often report negative emotions and motivations in mathematics, e.g. anxiety, boredom. Foley et al., 2017, Lyons and Bylock, 2011, Maloney et al., 2013, we consider it particularly valuable to understand curiosity as a potential positive motivation for mathematics learning. Second, a deeper understanding of curiosity in mathematics can inform interventions. Given that curiosity is similar to other negative affective experiences, e.g., confusion, frustration, understanding how curiosity manifests in mathematics may help students and teachers to differentiate these emotions. Moreover, evidence suggests that negative emotions such as mathematics anxiety can be reframed as more positive experiences, e.g., excitement. Lyons and Bylock, 2011, Maloney et al., 2013. A deeper understanding of curiosity in mathematics will aid researchers and practitioners in determining whether negative mathematics experiences can be successfully reframed as curiosity. We are putting forward a theoretical description of the development of three major components of curiosity: knowledge gaps, heightened arousal, and exploratory behaviors. From this foundation, we compare curiosity to related experiences, namely interest, confusion, and frustration. Then we discuss the development of the components of curiosity within the context of students' development in mathematics. In particular, we consider how the development of domain knowledge and epistemic beliefs shape how individuals may experience and express aspects related to curiosity over the course of their development in the domain. Throughout this review, we forward an argument for domain-specific curiosity as unique from previously examined forms of curiosity, and we consider the implications of the suggested domain-specific conceptualization of curiosity for educational practice and future research. Section: Defining Curiosity. Curiosity is one of many internal experiential forces that may motivate an individual to seek knowledge or information. Other forces that fall within this category include interest and confusion, each of which is distinct from, although related to, curiosity. The experience of curiosity is a combination of cognitive and physiological factors and is characterized by the following three attributes. 1. An awareness based on prior knowledge of an information gap and a belief that one can resolve that gap. An information gap results from a perceived disparity between what one knows and what one wants to know, i.e., the reference point, Lowenstein, 1994, p. 84. The awareness of this gap may occur either consciously or subconsciously, Iran Nejad, 1990, Iran Nejad, and Cecil, 1992. Gaps in knowledge or information may be triggered by characteristics such as novelty, discrepancies, and surprise, Berlin, 1960, Lignol et al., 2018, and curiosity increases when the individual has some knowledge about the topic, Kang et al., 2009. If awareness of an information gap is not matched by a confidence in one's own ability to resolve that gap, curiosity is unlikely to result, Sylvia, 2008. Rather, without the belief in the ability to resolve the gap, the awareness of an information gap may be experienced as confusion, frustration, or anxiety. 2. Heightened arousal, generally perceived as a strong sense of urgency to resolve the gap. Heightened arousal can be identified by physiological indicators such as changes in pupil dilation and skin, conductance response, Bradley et al., 2008, Leakin and Venables, 1971. For curiosity, this may include feelings of excitement, delight, or agitation, Littman and Jimerson, 2004, Nordeweer and Van Dyke, 2017. A curious individual feels driven to act on this heightened arousal to respond to restlessness by actively exploring the object of the curiosity until the curiosity is resolved or attention becomes distracted, Berlin, 1960, Lowenstein, 1994. The physiological indicators associated with curiosity, such as increased pupil dilation, Kang et al., 2009, have been found for both positive and negative arousal, Bradley et al., 2008, Van Steenbergen et al., 2011. However, in an instance of curiosity, the individual will interpret these indicators either as generally positive states surrounding a knowledge gap, or will foresee the resolution of the gap as imminently positive, footnote 1, Grossnickel, 2016, Littman, 2010. Perceiving a more central locus of control is typical of positive achievement emotions, Pecrin 2006. And we propose that a sense of agency is also critical for interpreting heightened arousal as a positive experience of curiosity. 3. Curiosity often manifests through question asking or exploratory behaviors. Individuals experiencing curiosity may ask questions, form and test hypotheses, relate a current question to prior knowledge and experiences, or engage in sensory exploration if applicable. Bowler 2010, Dewey 1910, Giroux and Clark 2012, Luce and Shi 2015. These expressions of curiosity are generally self-determined and enacted autonomously by the curious individual, similar to other forms of intrinsic motivation, Ryan and Desi 2000, although others, such as teachers or parents, can potentially play a role in guiding or directing the exploration, Chack 2007, Engel 2015, Peters 1978. Section, Curiosity as a Multidimensional Construct. In his 1910 volume, How We Think, John Dewey argued that children are naturally curious, and he described systematic changes in children's curiosity across development. Specifically, Dewey, 1910, regarded curiosity as shifting through three stages, from curiosity about the physical world, to curiosity as a means of engaging in the social world, and eventually, to intellectual curiosity. In line with Dewey's 1910 argument for qualitatively distinct types of curiosity, e.g., physical, social, intellectual, much of the curiosity research during the latter half of the 20th century focused on identifying and evaluating the dimensionality of curiosity, Ainley 1987, Boyle 1989, Byman 1993. A thorough review of the dimensionality of curiosity is beyond the scope of this article. See Gross-Nickel 2016. However, certain dimensions have permeated research on the topic and deserve discussion. In particular, contemporary research often distinguishes between trait curiosity and state curiosity. Trait curiosity describes the habits of mind, affect, and behavior displayed by individuals considered to have generally curious personalities. Kashtan et al., 2009, Sylvia, 2008. Such a personality may include a tendency toward or desire for information and understanding across a range of settings, both social and academic, which transcends specific domains or scenarios. Some researchers have further differentiated the personality trait of curiosity into the objects of focus, such as social curiosity, Ryo et al. 2006, and epistemic curiosity, Lippmann and Spielberger 2003. Epistemic curiosity has been even further differentiated. For instance, Lippmann, 2010, identifies a qualitative distinct between interest-type epistemic curiosity and deprivation-type epistemic curiosity. Interest-type curiosity is a positive affectual experience wherein an individual pursues information deemed intrinsically valuable, Lippmann, 2005, 2010. In contrast, deprivation-type curiosity is a sense of needing to obtain information in order to resolve the distinctly unpleasant experience of lacking certain knowledge, Lippmann 2008, Lippmann and Jimerson 2004. These personality theory approaches to curiosity tend to emphasize the stability of curiosity over one's lifespan, e.g. Giambra et al., 1992, with certain predictable developmental shifts, such as a general decline in curiosity and related traits, McCrea and Costa, 1997, McCrea et al. 2000, Robinson et al. 2017. In contrast to curiosity as a personality trait, state curiosity refers to the brief instances of specific, directed intellectual stimulation during which one might experience curiosity when faced with an unsolved question or puzzle and the opportunity to pursue its solution. Both historically and in recent research, theorists have conceptualized state curiosity as a desire to reduce incongruence between one's current knowledge and one's desired knowledge or understanding. Berlin 1960, Giroux and Clark 2012, Lowenstein 1994. Lowenstein's 1994 Knowledge Gap Theory of Curiosity postulates that individuals feel curious when they perceive a well-defined gap in their knowledge. According to the knowledge gap theory, individuals identify informational reference points, a subjective measure of what they want to know, Lowenstein 1994, p. 84. The process of identifying a gap is not sufficient for curiosity to occur. Curiosity arises when, A disparity exists between the individual's objective knowledge and this subjective reference point. B, the individual perceives the disparity as resolvable. And C, this disparity is accompanied by a desire to close the gap. Lowenstein's 1994 Knowledge Gap Theory conceptualizes curiosity as occurring when one is consciously aware of and wants to resolve that gap or disparity. A student may know very little about a subject, but if they do not perceive a gap between their current knowledge and what they could know, they will not feel curious. Alternatively, a student may identify a gap, e.g., not knowing the solution to a problem, and may want to know the solution for reasons other than curiosity, e.g., to study the solution for an upcoming exam. At the same time, Lowenstein 1994 describes the actual resolution of curiosity as generally disappointing, arguing that it returns the individual to a neutral, non-driven state, as opposed to elevating them to a positive, effectual state. State curiosity is regarded as both intense and transient, qualities that have led researchers to describe its deprivation-driven nature, which may inspire impulsive behavior when an individual feels compelled to resolve the gap. Berlin 1960, Littman et al., 2005. While trait and state theories of curiosity have described curiosity as a factor influencing learning, these theories do not specifically address the manifestation of curiosity within academic domains. In response to the need for conceptualizing curiosity as a domain-specific motivational component, Alexander and Grossnickel, 2016, describe potential shifts in state and trait curiosity in relation to the development of knowledge, interest, and strategic processing. They argue that changes in state curiosity track with changes in situational interest as individuals develop within a domain. That is, momentary experiences of interest and curiosity both become less important as individuals develop, as the power of domain-level motivation increases. However, in line with personality theories, trait curiosity is likely to exert a consistent influence across academic development, but may have limited influence on the specific domains students are curious about. We contend that domain-specific curiosity shares features of both state and trait curiosity, but is demonstrably unique. To deepen the understanding of curiosity in educational contexts, we propose that domain-specific curiosity is characterized by A, an increased regularity of instances of curiosity related to the domain, and or B, an ongoing or recurring desire to self-induce curiosity within the domain. Considering curiosity as domain-specific, much in the same way that individual interest is domain-specific, recognizes that cognitive and motivation development cannot be divorced from the domain in which the development occurs. In other words, within a domain such as mathematics, students do not simply become more interested in general. Rather, they develop interest in mathematics specifically. We argue that domain-specific curiosity is similar, but that the manifestation of curiosity in a domain includes both domain-specific and domain-general aspects. A more apt analogy is the development of epistemic beliefs, i.e., beliefs about knowledge. Epistemic beliefs have both domain-specific and domain-general aspects. Moose et al., 2006, 2016, Schomer and Walker, 1995. That is, while beliefs about knowledge and knowing in mathematics, or any other domain, may be influenced in part by an individual's general epistemic stance, students' beliefs can vary across domains, Moose et al., 2006. While a student in mathematics class may be more or less motivated by trait-level curiosity, i.e., domain-general curiosity, it is conceivable that curiosity, like epistemic beliefs, is also domain-specific in nature. Section: Comparing Curiosity and Related Motivations. Whether curiosity can be distinguished as a unique experience relative to similar effectual motivations, e.g., interest, is an open question and is one that guides this special issue. To examine the extent to which curiosity is both distinct and overlapping with other constructs, we draw on theoretical and empirical literature, recognizing that a limited empirical base has directly addressed this question. First, we examine the overlap and distinction between curiosity and interest, and then we juxtapose curiosity with the related constructs of frustration and confusion. Subsection: Curiosity and Interest. As argued previously, Grossnickel 2016, curiosity and interest share similarities in cognitive, affective, and behavioral qualities. yet there are certain unique features that enable differentiation. These include A, the object of focus, and B, the frequency and duration of experience. We address these factors in turn, paying attention to nuances across different types of curiosity, i.e. state, trait, domain-specific, and types of interest, i.e. situational and individual. These similarities and differences are summarized in Table 1. Table 1. Definitions and comparison of epistemic curiosity and interest. We will start with epistemic curiosities. Epistemic curiosity, in terms of state curiosity, is a momentary feeling or desire to resolve a knowledge gap triggered by internal or external factors, which focuses on a knowledge gap or question with a frequency which varies by context and individual and is of fleeting duration. Meanwhile, epistemic curiosity, in terms of trait curiosity, is a personality trait characterized by frequent experiences of curiosity across a range of settings, or by frequently seeking opportunities to be curious, which also focuses on a knowledge gap or question, with a frequency which varies by individual and is fleeting or long-term. Epistemic curiosity, in terms of domain-specific curiosity, is a recurring experience of the feeling or desire to resolve knowledge gaps within a domain, reflective of domain-specific development, which also focuses on a knowledge gap or question, with a frequency which varies by domain and individual and is fleeting or long-term. Now we move to interest-based curiosities. Interest-based curiosity, in terms of situational interest, is a momentary feeling or desire to engage with content triggered by internal or external factors focused on a specific object with a frequency which varies by context and individual and is of fleeting duration. Finally, we have interest-based curiosity in terms of individual interest, which is a continual desire to re-engage with a particular topic or domain over a period of days, months, or years, focused on a specific object with a frequency which varies by domain and individual and is of long-term duration. Perhaps the most notable conceptual distinction between curiosity and interest is the object of focus. In their work on academic emotions, Pecrin and colleagues, Pecrin 2006, Pecrin et al. 2017, distinguish between academic emotions that focus on a given activity and those that focus on an outcome. Emotions such as enjoyment and boredom relate to the academic activity at hand, such as experiencing enjoyment while solving mathematics problems. In contrast, emotions such as frustration and joy relate to the outcome of the academic task, such as feeling frustrated if you cannot figure out the answer to a problem. While Pecrin, 2006, does not specifically address curiosity and interest within this framework, there is evidence that interest is more activity-focused, whereas curiosity is more outcome-focused. Further, curiosity and interest may differ in terms of perceived control relative to the object of focus, Pecrin, 2006. In particular, curiosity requires a high level of perceived control to efficiently resolve the knowledge gap, Nordweer and Van Dyke, 2017. In contrast, the triggering of situational interest does not require the learner to have control over an outcome in the situation. Interest has been described as object-focused, Krapp 2002, Schiefele 2009. For instance, Linenbrink-Garcia et al., 2010, measure of situational interest requires participants to rate their interest in relation to the domain of study, course content, and class lectures. Similarly, individual interest can be differentiated in relation to domain content. For instance, interest in mathematical calculations and interest in mathematical proofs, while related, can be meaningfully distinguished, Ufer et al., 2017. This contrasts with curiosity, where the focus is directed at an outcome or resolution, such the end goal of resolving a particular knowledge gap, Grossnickel 2016, Lowenstein 1994. This is particularly true for state curiosity, which is tightly coupled with the expectation of resolution of a specific knowledge gap, Kang et al., 2009, Lowenstein 1994. Individuals report more curiosity when they feel close to knowing an answer, compared to when they already know the answer, or when they have no idea, Kang et al., 2009, suggesting that the focus of curiosity is on the discrepancy in knowledge, rather than the enjoyment of what is already known. It is this focus on a gap in knowledge, rather than the general desire to expand knowledge, that meaningfully differentiates curiosity from interest, Grossnickel, 2016. These findings suggest that whereas interest involves an urgency to engage, e.g., to engage in computation, curiosity can be characterized as an urgency to resolve, e.g., to know the solution. Subsection frequency and duration. Regarding the frequency of momentary experiences, states of curiosity and situational interest are indistinguishable, as they both rely on the interaction between individual and contextual factors. Long-term individual interest is defined as a continual desire to re-engage with a particular topic or domain over a period of days, months, or years. Alexander, 1997, Shifula, 2009. For an individual, ongoing interest in a particular domain may fluctuate, but there is an underlying tendency to re-engage with the content, Krapp, 2002, Renninger, 2000. The frequency of individual interest, therefore, varies as a function of the interaction between the individual and the domain, Alexander, 1997, Heidi and Renninger, 2006. In contrast, individuals with higher trait curiosity are typically characterized as experiencing curiosity more frequently across contexts by being more receptive to curiosity-inducing experiences and by seeking opportunities to experience curiosity. Kashtan et al., 2004, Littman, 2008. Similarly, we contend that curiosity may also manifest with more or less regularity within any given domain. Akin to individual interest, we argue that the frequency of domain-specific curiosity varies by the interaction between the individual and the domain. Turning now to the duration, additional points of distinction emerge. It is clear from prior experimental studies of state curiosity that this form of curiosity is short-lived, much like situational interest, which involves a feeling of short-lived intensity enlivenment, Heidi, 1990, Schraw and Lehman, 2001. For instance, feeling curious to know the answer to a trivia question is quickly resolved, Kang et al., 2009, similar to the fleeting nature of situational interest, Heidi and Renninger, 2006, Renninger and Heidi, 2016. Whereas situational interest is relatively short-lived and fleeting, individual interest is characterized as long-term, Alexander, 1997, Heidi and Renninger, 2006. Unlike interest, it is not clear whether different forms of curiosity can be differentiated by the duration of the experience. There is evidence that curiosity is characterized by a sense of immediacy, Lowenstein, 1994, Nordweer and Van Dyke, 2017. This sense of immediacy may be particularly important for defining state curiosity. Trait curiosity, on the other hand, has been characterized both as having a generally curious disposition, Kashtan et al., 2018, as well as frequently experiencing feelings or states of curiosity, which may be short or long in duration, Ainley, 1987, Littman and Jemerson, 2004. Even short-lived states of curiosity, whether due to experiences, i.e., state curiosity, a curious personality, i.e., trait curiosity, or domain-specific development, i.e., domain-specific curiosity, may spark or bolster more enduring forms of situational interest or long-term interest by acting as high-intensity catalyst moments within a certain domain, Bowler, 2010, Heidi and Renninger, 2006. Conversely, interest may serve as a catalyst for curiosity, such as by narrowing one's attention to knowledge gaps related to objects of interest, Lowenstein, 1994. Long-term, an individual may develop recurring states of curiosity within a domain or even with respect to a particular ongoing question. Subsection: curiosity, confusion, and frustration. Although the topic of this special issue is differentiating curiosity and interest, curiosity bears similarities to other motivations and emotions that deserve discussion. In the identification of an information gap, an individual develops awareness, consciously or subconsciously, of a particular cognitive disequilibrium. While such an awareness may lead to curiosity, several other internal states also stem from similar types of dissonance. In particular, one may feel confused or frustrated, rather than curious, when faced with a significant disparity between what one knows and what one wants to know. Confusion results when an individual identifies the presence of an information gap but cannot see a path to its resolution. DeMello and Gracer, 2012, Sylvia, 2005. An individual experiencing confusion may know that they are missing information but fail to identify a specific, well-defined question. They may lack the ability to parse the present situation into manageable parts or to identify specific knowns and unknowns in relation to the scenario. When confused, however, one maintains the sense that a solution or answer is within reach. One may perceive potential for solvability, but is currently lacking control in reaching a solution, Muse et al., 2015. Ultimately, confusion, like curiosity, can lead to deep processing strategies which positively impact learning, Muse et al., 2050a. Thwarted attempts to resolve confusion or the perception of mathematics as difficult can lead to frustration, DeMello and Gracer 2012, Larkin and Jorgensen 2016. If an individual tries and fails to identify a path to resolution, their sense of frustration increases, Sierpinska et al., 2008. Frustration results from a perception of low control, a sense of failure and/or helplessness. I don't understand because I cannot understand, and a lack of value, Baker et al., 2010, Muse et al., 2015b. In the context of cognitive disequilibrium, a frustrated individual sees no immediate or potential path to resolution of an information gap and no way of backing up or breaking the problem into its constituent parts. Both confusion and frustration may present as heightened arousal with manifestations similar to those that characterize curiosity, Baker et al., 2010, DeMello and Gracer, 2012. Feelings of high energy, agitation, restlessness, or a drive to act may result from any of these states, Baker et al., 2010. Thus, the primary distinctions between curiosity, confusion, and frustration lie in an individual's own perception of control and their identification of a path to resolution. Curiosity requires a strong sense of both agency and direction on the part of the individual. Confusion and frustration, on the other hand, result from a perceived external locus of control and a distinct lack of direction, Pecorin 2006. Section: The Importance of Curiosity for Learning in Mathematics. At its core, mathematics centers around the identification, application, and expansion of patterns, rules, and axioms, requiring logical reasoning and symbolic notation to make sense of tangible and intangible qualities, such as numbers, shape, and spatial relations. Boucher, 1904, Gray, 2006. The central nature of problems in mathematics highlights important aspects of mathematical thinking, namely, the identification of questions, individual valuing of questions, and the exploration of mathematical ideas in search of solutions. The importance of engaging students in mathematical thinking, not simply memorization and application of rules, has been central to mathematics education research and interventions. Bowler and Selling 2017, De Villiers 1999, NRC 2001. Indeed, many recent efforts in mathematics education center student thinking during problem solving, including encouraging multiple solution methods and student-generated problems, e.g., Bowler 2008, Silver 1994. These efforts counter beliefs that mathematics involves producing quick, accurate calculations, which offer a limited range of ideas to be curious about, and instead assist students in posing questions, developing mathematical models, and testing their ideas. Bowler 2008, 2015. Consistent with these practices is an emphasis on students developing a growth mindset toward mathematics, that is, a self-belief that they can improve in mathematics with effort. Bowler 2015, Good et al., 2003, Jaeger and Dweck 2012. In 2001, the National Research Council's NRC landmark report, Adding It Up, summarized what mathematics proficiency should look like from pre-kindergarten to eighth grade, and provided recommendations for how to teach mathematics in ways that support the development of student proficiency. Mathematical proficiency, they argued, consists of five interconnected strands. 1. Conceptual understanding, comprehension of mathematical concepts, operations, and relations. 2. Procedural fluency, skill in carrying out procedures flexibly, accurately, efficiently, and appropriately. 3. Strategic competence, ability to formulate, represent, and solve mathematical problems. 4. Adaptive reasoning, capacity for logical thought, reflection, explanation, and justification. 5. Productive disposition, habitual inclination to see mathematics as sensible, useful, and worthwhile, coupled with a belief in diligence and one's own efficacy. National Research Council 2001, p. 5. Although curiosity is not mentioned explicitly within the report, the potential importance of curiosity for mathematical learning is present across these strands. One example of this importance occurs at the intersection of strategic competence and productive disposition. Formulating problems that can be solved using mathematics and subsequently engaging in creative problem solving is central to developing strategic competence. Modern mathematics standards regard creative problem solving as an integral mathematical and critical thinking skill. Common Core State Standards 2018, National Council of Teachers of Mathematics 2018. The flip side of problem solving, problem posing, wherein a student develops a question that they can answer using mathematics, has also been gaining attention among mathematics educators and researchers. Brown and Walter 2004, Knuth 2002, Silver 1994. If strategic competence is considered in isolation, it is possible to imagine a student generating and solving problems for reasons other than curiosity, e.g. teacher direction examination. However, developing a productive disposition requires the students develop a sense of agency and utility surrounding mathematics. In this sense, a student who is confident in their ability as a mathematical problem solver may be more inclined to use curiosity as a starting point for engaging in mathematical problem solving. Informally, mathematics educators acknowledge the significance of student curiosity in encouraging student attention, participation, and retention. Through teacher blogs and forums, educators express their own perceptions of curiosity within their classrooms, and many tout specific pedagogical practices that they believe increase mathematics-related curiosity among students. However, the vast majority of this attention relies on anecdotal evidence or untested hypotheses about student curiosity for mathematics. Limited empirical research has examined the measurable effects of specific classroom activities and practices on student curiosity within the mathematical domain. The same dearth of empirical evidence exists in the discussion of students' effectual and measurable reactions to curiosity-inducing situations in the mathematical realm. Indeed, curiosity has infrequently been investigated as a domain-specific construct, for exceptions in the domain of science, see Giroux and Klar 2012, Weibel and Zimmerman 2016, Wu et al. 2018. To our knowledge, Muis et al. 2050b are the only researchers to explicitly examine student curiosity during mathematical learning and problem solving. Situated within a model of multiple epistemic emotions, e.g., curiosity, confusion, frustration, enjoyment, boredom, they found that curiosity during mathematical problem solving supported mathematics achievement through its positive impact on strategic processes and metacognitive strategies during problem solving. Moose et al. 2050b. However, the challenge of differentiating curiosity from interest is apparent, as this study used the epistemically related emotion scale, Pecrun et al. 2017, which includes two items to measure curiosity rated for their emotional intensity, curious and interested. Given the combined measurement of curiosity and interest, it is therefore not possible to discern whether the findings relate uniquely to curiosity during mathematical problem solving or to interest more generally. The development of an empirically testable developmental model for curiosity may lay the foundation for researchers to explore how students develop, both quantitatively and qualitatively, as learners and question askers within the mathematical domain. Such a framework may also provide a new perspective within the ongoing discussion of student motivation and the aversive effects of widespread math anxiety, which plagues classrooms in the USA and globally, Foley et al. 2017. Section: Characteristics of Students' Development in Mathematics. Although research has rarely accounted specifically for the development of curiosity within academic domains, for exceptions, see Alexander and Grossnickel, 2016, Giroux and Klar 2012, Wu et al. 2018, decades of research on domain-specific development in general, and the development of mathematics proficiency in particular, provides insight into the systematic changes that occur over the course of students' development within an academic domain. In this section, we overview two of many factors related to development in mathematics: knowledge and epistemic beliefs. Other factors, such as metacognition and motivation, have important changes over development in a domain and may have critical implications for the development of mathematical curiosity. However, in order to narrow the scope of this review, we specifically focus on epistemic factors, i.e., knowledge and epistemic beliefs, given their direct associations with the object of epistemic curiosity, i.e., knowledge gaps, and their overarching relation to the strands of mathematical proficiency, NRC 2001. Subsection: Mathematical Knowledge. Mathematical competence involves the development of both conceptual and procedural knowledge within the mathematical field. Riddle-Johnson 2017. Riddle-Johnson and Alibali 1999. As well as the ability to apply this knowledge in ways that demonstrate fluency and competence. NRC 2001. We conceptualize knowledge to include conceptual knowledge and procedural knowledge, as well as conceptual understanding, procedural fluency, and strategic competence, NRC 2001. As individuals progress within any domain, their conceptual knowledge increases in both breadth, i.e., domain knowledge, and depth, i.e., topic knowledge. Alexander 1997, Murphy et al. 2018. Well-developed knowledge and schemas enable pattern recognition, which supports transfer of knowledge or strategies across different problem types in mathematics. Kelman et al., 2010. Studies of analogical reasoning more generally, and mathematical reasoning specifically, indicate that early in mathematical development, students often focus on superficial, surface features of problems rather than the deep, structural relations between problems. Chi and Van Lane, 2012. Richland et al., 2012. As students develop as mathematical thinkers, they gain more well-organized and deep-seated conceptual knowledge that enables reasoning about relational similarities across problems and scenarios. Richland et al., 2012. For instance, a deep conceptual understanding of slope as rate of change, a fundamental notion introduced in early algebra, enables one to recognize that phenomena such as speed, population growth, and radioactive decay can all be understood both graphically and numerically in the language of slope. Such an understanding forms the core of derivative calculus. However, students in mathematics classrooms, especially in the USA, tend to spend little time working on generating these types of connections. Richland et al., 2007, 2012. And even students who have successfully completed K-12 mathematics education may struggle to identify conceptual similarities among disparate scenarios and contexts. Richland et al., 2012. Alongside conceptual knowledge, the development of procedural knowledge, e.g., how to calculate surface area, how to find the least common denominator, is essential for students to progress toward competence in mathematics. Common Core State Standards 2018, National Council of Teachers of Mathematics 2018. In particular, procedural flexibility, the ability to adaptively apply procedures across problem types and to apply multiple procedures to converge on a single solution, Riddle-Johnson 2017, is particularly central to mathematical development. Traditional K-12 education, however, often prioritizes rote procedural knowledge and memorization above procedural flexibility or conceptual knowledge, Bowler and Selling 2017. As such, students often associate procedural knowledge, including rote memorization of rules to be applied, with mathematics, Given et al., 2011, Richland et al., 2012. More advanced development in the domain is associated with a tendency to emphasize conceptual understanding and generalized reasoning skills as central to the practice of mathematics, Weber et al., 2014. Mathematics differs from domains such as history and psychology in that much of the knowledge must be learned in a well-defined sequence, since more complex mathematical understanding necessarily relies upon prior knowledge and skills, Common Core State Standards 2018, Hansen et al., 2015. For instance, developing conceptual and procedural knowledge of whole numbers and the number line supports the conceptualization of fractions, which later serve as a gateway to learning more advanced concepts within algebra, Booth and Newton 2012, Siegler et al. 2013. Moreover, early mathematical skills and growth in mathematics in elementary school have been shown to predict later mathematical ability, Jordan et al. 2009, Watts et al. 2014. For instance, Watts et al., 2014, found that preschool and early elementary school mathematics achievement predicted mathematical achievement at age 15, even when controlling for other academic skills, cognitive ability, and family background. Additionally, other cognitive skills are foundational for both conceptual and procedural knowledge in mathematics, including intelligence, Skagerland and Treff, 2016, spatial skills, Cromley et al., 2017, Verdeen et al., 2014, Young et al., 2018, number line estimation, Gunderson et al., 2012, Hansen et al., 2015, deductive reasoning, Morsani et al., 2018, and working memory, Bylock and Carr, 2005, Raghubar et al., 2010. Subsection, epistemic beliefs in mathematics. Epistemic beliefs, the assumptions held by learners regarding the nature of knowledge and knowing, are particularly relevant for understanding epistemic curiosity because epistemic beliefs act as a lens shaping how we see our world. Peterson et al., 2016. Epistemic beliefs are multidimensional and follow general developmental trajectories. Hofer and Pintrich, 1997. Frequently identified dimensions include the following. Hofer and Pintrich, 1997, Schomer, 1990. 1. Certainty of knowledge, ranging from the belief that knowledge is fixed and unchanging to the belief that knowledge is tentative and evolving. 2. Source of knowledge, ranging from the belief that knowledge is handed down by authority, e.g., teachers, textbooks, to the belief that knowledge is individually constructed through logic and reason. 3. Simplicity of knowledge, ranging from the belief that knowledge is isolated facts and bits of information to the belief that knowledge is made up of integrated and organized concepts. 4. Justification of knowledge, ranging from the belief that knowledge does not need to be questioned to the belief that knowledge should be evaluated through empirical, logical, or rational consideration. Developmental shifts in epistemic beliefs occur as individuals become more well-versed in a domain. In their 1997 review, Hofer and Pintrich documented three categories of epistemic beliefs that captured developmental shifts: absolutism, subjectivism, and evaluativism. Absolutism reflects a tendency to view knowledge as fixed, certain, and unchanging. At this stage, individuals express the belief that knowledge is objective and reflects the true nature of the world. Subjectivism involves the tendency to view knowledge as relative, abstract, and tentative, with no objective truth by which to evaluate the veracity of knowledge. Absolutism and subjectivism reflect different ends of a spectrum, from complete certainty to complete uncertainty. Evaluativism falls in between, where an individual emphasizes the relative quality of justifications to balance multiple subjective understandings. It is not always prudent to view knowledge in a more sophisticated way. Rather, matching beliefs about knowledge to the nature of the domain, context, and task, i.e., epistemic competence, may reflect a deeper understanding of the domain. Peterson et al., 2016. For instance, in mathematics, it is possible to identify some problems as having fixed, objective solutions, e.g., solving a set of equations, while viewing other knowledge as tentative and evolving, e.g., identifying the largest possible prime number. Muse et al., 2016, found that students from secondary level through graduate school, non-mathematics majors, consistently held absolutist views about mathematics, but viewed psychology as subjective, multiplist. Students frequently perceive mathematics as emphasizing the memorization of rules handed down by mathematicians, and as always having right and wrong answers, given et al. 2011, Muse 2004, Muse et al. 2016. These beliefs extend beyond K-12 education. For instance, in a review of the mathematical understandings of community college students, Richland et al. 2012 cite evidence that more than 3/4 of students considered mathematics to be a collection of procedures to be applied, given et al. 2011, p. 7. These different ways of conceptualizing the mathematical domain have implications for the type of evidence that is used by students at different points of development in the domain. Rather than prioritize deductive reasoning, i.e. proofs, and empirical evidence, i.e. testing multiple values, students tend to value authoritative evidence, i.e. answers provided by experts, as the most compelling, Weber et al. 2014. Students, therefore, less frequently rely on empirical evidence and deductive reasoning, types of evidence that are valued more as individuals advance within the domain, Weber et al., 2014. Weber et al., 2014, argue that this is due at least in part because deductive reasoning and empirical evidence are more challenging ways of establishing evidence, and deductive reasoning via proofs is particularly challenging for students. However, it is worthwhile to note that authoritarian sources, such as trusting a proof published within a reputable journal, can be necessary across all levels of mathematical development, as gaining knowledge by trusted others is a more efficient way of increasing one's own knowledge than relying solely on deductive reasoning, Weber et al., 2014. Section: Developing the Components of Domain-Specific Curiosity in Mathematics. Given what we discussed above about students' development in mathematics, we now examine how the development of knowledge and epistemic beliefs have the potential to shape curiosity in the domain. Given the lack of research on curiosity in academic domains, we focus on three of curiosity's defining components: knowledge gaps, heightened arousal, and exploratory behaviors, Grossnickel, 2016. Subsection: Development of Knowledge Gaps. The framework put forward in the present review builds on the knowledge gap theories of epistemic curiosity, Littman 2010, Lowenstein 1994. As in other domains, the awareness of a knowledge gap as a problem that can be solved within the domain and perceptions of the size and solvability of the gap interact with individuals' knowledge and epistemic beliefs to impact whether individuals are aware of gaps and, importantly, whether they want to resolve these gaps. The developmental shift is not a change in the curiosity state. Rather, it is an evolution of what constitutes the object of curiosity. In other words, we are examining how developing mathematical proficiency changes what students are curious about. Subsection: Awareness of Gaps. Increased conceptual knowledge and epistemic competence provides an expanded sense of what mathematics is and the types of problems that can be addressed through mathematics. Richland at 2012. Weber et al., 2014. For students who believe that mathematics is about memorizing rules and applying procedures to problems that mathematicians, or their textbook, have the answer, Moose, 2004, Given et al., 2011, gaps between what is known and what is unknown foreseeably center around not knowing a formula or not understanding how to apply a procedure. The emphasis on mathematics as having to do with numbers and computation, Given et al., 2011, Schoenfeld, 1988, constrains the types of gaps that students might identify in mathematics. However, as students develop an understanding of mathematics as the scientific study of patterns that can be represented through numbers, there is the potential for a broadening awareness of the types of possible gaps. There is evidence that grounding the importance of student thinking in mathematics instruction can support students' understanding of mathematics as problem solving, e.g., Bowler 2008, Im and Stigliano 2012. For example, Im and Stigliano 2012 found that student discourse in middle school mathematics classrooms is powerful as a tool to help students process challenging problems. Being able to identify not only the existing gaps, but to also narrow down which gaps are worth pursuing is a skill honed over time, Misfeldt and Johansson, 2015. There are many examples of how mathematics can be used to identify problems that bear limited resemblance to the conceptualization of mathematics as the application of rules and procedures. For instance, Goodman, published under the pseudonym Dwyer, famously posited the pancake problem after recognizing that it was easier to flip stacks of objects of different sizes, e.g., pancakes, by flipping subsets of the stack with the largest object on the bottom. Describing this problem in American Mathematics Monthly, Dwyer, 1975, wrote, "The chef in our place is sloppy, and when he prepares a stack of pancakes, they come out all different sizes. Therefore, when I deliver them to a customer, on the way to the table, I rearrange them so that the smallest wins up on top and so on, down to the largest on the bottom, by grabbing several from the top and flipping them over, repeating this, varying the number I flip, as many times as necessary. If there are n pancakes, What is the maximum number of flips as a function of n that I will ever have to use to rearrange them? Tezn 10. He identified a gap in knowledge, recognizing that a numerical pattern did not currently exist but could be created. This differs qualitatively from gaps in one's own knowledge, such as not knowing the formula to calculate the area of an oval, or wondering how that formula differs from the formula to calculate the area of a circle. In these cases, the knowledge gap is not known by the individual, despite being known in the field of mathematics. In the case of these problems, i.e., the pancake problem, wanting to know how formulas differ, we contend that if curiosity is present, it would exist in relation to the knowledge gap and the feeling of a desire to close the gap. Interest, on the other hand, would underlie the sustained inquiry to engage in problem solving that was initiated due to curiosity. Although humans have a propensity for seeking out and identifying patterns, the identification of patterns in mathematics may be particularly challenging, Richland et al., 2012. For one, identifying patterns requires drawing on prior knowledge to compare structurally disparate situations and contexts, Dumas et al., 2013, Gentner, 2010. Increasing mathematical knowledge provides schemas and well-organized knowledge structures that individuals can draw on to more successfully engage in reasoning about patterns, i.e., relational reasoning, particularly comparisons related to deep, structural features, Gentner 2010, Gick and Holyoake 1983. Students with a limited conceptual understanding are limited in their ability to reason about structural patterns and to transfer their knowledge across problems, domains, and contexts. Additionally, mathematical patterns emphasize different types of relations than those sought in everyday life or in other domains. For instance, the propensity to seek out cause-effect relations in everyday life does not match the structure of mathematics, Richland et al., 2012. Subsection: size and solvability of gaps. Prior research on the relation between knowledge and curiosity has described an inverse U function, Barenes et al., 2015, Kang et al., 2009, Lowenstein, 1994. Studies of curiosity for trivia questions have found that reported curiosity is strongest at a moderate level of knowledge, e.g. Barenia, 2015, Kang et al., 2009. At both low levels and high levels of knowledge, individuals report less curiosity, presumably because at low levels they are not fully aware of what they do not know, and at high levels they already know the answer. What constitutes moderate knowledge in a student's mathematics development is a perpetually moving target. What is unknown to a student at one point in development can be learned, closing one specific gap and revealing potentially more complex knowledge gaps. It is worth noting that studies of trivia questions have examined curiosity for pre-selected questions, rather than other types of self-generated or other-generated questions. Moreover, they have measured self-reported feelings of knowing rather than directly assessing an individual's factual, conceptual, or procedural knowledge. To our knowledge, no studies have directly examined relations between domain knowledge, conceptual or procedural, and curiosity. However, preliminary findings from domain general studies of trivia questions suggest that it is important to consider student knowledge about specific gaps when investigating curiosity. As individuals develop within the domain of mathematics, larger gaps become worthy of pursuit and can be investigated in tandem with knowledge gaps that can be quickly resolved. Students frequently have lots of experience solving mathematics problems in a short time frame and often espouse beliefs that they should be able to solve problems quickly or not at all. Given et al., 2011, Moose, 2004, Schoenfeld, 1988. In a study of high school geometry classrooms, Schoenfeld, 1988, found that students solved thousands of problems over the course of their K-12 education, and that students expected to spend no more than 2 minutes on average per homework problem. This expectation of speed is not unfounded, as tests such as the SAT require students to solve 58 problems in 80 minutes, allowing an average of approximately 1.4 minutes per problem. College Board 2018. When asked how long they would spend on a problem before deciding that it was unsolvable, high school students reported being willing to give up after just 11.7 minutes on average, Schoenfeld 1988. Results from studies of epistemic beliefs support the idea that early on in domain development, students tend to espouse the view that individuals who are good at mathematics are those who can solve problems quickly. Moose 2004, Schoenfeld 1988. With further development, it becomes more evident that it sometimes takes significant time and effort to work through problems. Bowler 2015, Misfelt, and Johansson 2015. The perceived importance of effort can be cultivated within students, such as by praising students' effort and emphasizing the importance of failure in learning. Bowler 2015, Mueller and Dweck 1998, Jaeger and Dweck 2012. Subsection: Interpretation of Heightened Arousal Appraisal Theories of Achievement Emotions, such as Pekrun's 2006 Control Value Theory of Emotions and Sylvia's 2005 Appraisal Theory of Interest, provide evidence that the way in which an individual interprets physiological, e.g., heart rate, sensations plays an important role in determining the specific emotion that an individual reports feeling in response to heightened arousal. Although there are some features that characterize emotions generally, e.g., facial expression, heart rate, the specific features that characterize discrete emotions are interpreted by the individual, Barrett 2006. That is, whereas one individual may interpret raised eyebrows as surprise, another may interpret the same raised eyebrows as confusion. In addition to interpretations of physiological responses, the control value theory of emotions considers two cognitive appraisals, subjective control and subjective value, as integral to which emotion is experienced, Pekrun 2006. Most positive emotions are contingent upon the individual feeling a sense of agency or control over the activity or outcome, Pekrun 2006. Similarly, in his appraisal model of interest, Sylvia 2005 suggests that the emotional experience of interest occurs when an object is appraised as novel and complex, and the individual perceives themselves as sufficiently competent to cope with the complexity. Developing a productive disposition toward mathematics involves understanding mathematics as having value and seeing oneself as agentic and efficacious. Bowler 2008, NRC 2001. As students develop a productive discipline, they are developing the markers of positive emotions, subject control and subjective value, Pekrun 2006. Therefore, rather than interpreting their emotions toward mathematics as negative emotions such as confusion or frustration, they may be more likely to report positive emotions such as curiosity or interest. States of curiosity are accompanied by increased attention and activation of neural circuitry associated with reward processing and arousal, Berenes et al. 2015, Gruber et al. 2014, Jepma et al. 2012, Kang et al. 2009. The intense, yet positive quality of heightened arousal associated with curiosity bears similarities with other outcome-oriented emotions, Pekrun 2006. That is, curiosity is targeted toward the outcome of resolving a specific gap in knowledge that would result in decreased arousal, Lowenstein 1994, Littman 2010. Feelings of agency in one's ability to resolve the gap, through exploration on one's own or by appealing to an expert, support the appraisal of heightened arousal as positive, given the subjective perception of control, Pekrun 2006. Interest, according to Pekrun 2006, falls into the category of object-oriented emotions, where the focus of the emotion is positive feelings surrounding an object, e.g., task, domain, without a specific end goal or outcome. At the start of schooling, students have high levels of perceived competence across academic domains, but over time, particularly in mathematics, perceived competence tends to decrease, Jacobs et al., 2002, Munks et al., 2018, Watt 2004. These changes in perceived competence and control may cause subsequent shifts in emotional experiences, as a low sense of control during physiological sensations of arousal may be interpreted as frustration or anxiety, Berline 1960, Bohm et al., 2017. However, individual differences exist regarding the importance of specific appraisals. For more curious individuals, i.e. high trait curiosity, relative to less curious individuals, appraisals of complexity have been shown to be more important than perceived competence in predicting feelings of interest, Sylvia et al., 2009. This suggests that perceived competence may be an important antecedent of curiosity, but that its importance is not equal for all individuals. Younger students attribute interest in mathematics more to their emotional responses, whereas older students think about their interest in mathematics in a more cognitive way, Frenzel et al., 2012. This could be problematic for younger students if they are thinking in emotional ways and attribute heightened arousal as negative, e.g., anxiety, rather than as positive, e.g., curiosity. There are also systematic changes in emotion differentiation across development that might impact whether students in mathematics recognize multiple simultaneous emotions, e.g., feeling curious and anxious at the same time. Nook et al., 2018, found that from ages 5 to 25, the ability to differentiate emotions decreased from childhood to adolescence, as adolescents report experiencing more simultaneous emotions than children. The tendency for children to report experiencing emotions one at a time may make it challenging for them to understand the complex experience of curiosity. In particular, upon feeling heightened arousal when working on a mathematics puzzle, young children may begin to label that emotion as anxiety or curiosity and may have difficulty understanding that these may be experienced simultaneously. Adults, however, tend to learn how to differentiate emotions even when they simultaneously occur. Nook et al., 2018. If this ability to differentiate simultaneous emotions occurs with the development of mathematical knowledge and epistemic beliefs, students may be more apt to interpret their cognitive and physiological arousal as curiosity. Subsection: Development of Question Asking and Exploratory Behaviors. Question asking and exploration, considered critical behavioral markers of curiosity, Giroux and Clark 2012, are importantly interwoven with changes in the understanding and perception of knowledge gaps. Moreover, curiosity questions emerge as interest becomes more well-developed, Heidi and Renninger 2006. As individuals develop mathematical proficiency, they gain the skills that enable them to pursue a wide range of question types, and they develop value for themselves as question generators capable of creating knowledge. Whether mathematics education emphasizes calculation-focused tasks or emphasizes creative problem solving has implications for the development of students' question asking and exploration. In early mathematics learning, block play and numerical games provide opportunities for students to explore mathematical ideas even before formal mathematics education, e.g., Ramani and Eason 2015. This early type of exploration can evolve over time to include activities such as solving puzzles and working on open-ended projects, Bowler and Selling 2017. Another type of exploration to consider is proofs. In a study of undergraduates, Ufer et al. 2017 found that mathematics majors were more interested in formal deductive mathematical proofs, typical of university-level mathematics curricula, and teacher education majors were more interested in mathematical computation, typical of secondary-level education. Although both calculation and proofs can range in length and complexity, they represent different types of exploration in mathematics. Moreover, although mathematics majors and education majors did not differ in overall trait curiosity, epistemic trait curiosity was positively correlated with interest in mathematical proving, but not with computation. However, in the case of formal proofs, there is a high threshold of procedural and conceptual knowledge necessary in order to engage in exploration, Weber et al., 2014. Moreover, students do not necessarily view proofs as mathematical exploration, Schoenfeld, 1988. Schoenfeld's 1988 research on high school geometry classes indicates that this may be due to teachers emphasizing proofs as requiring exactness, a strict protocol, and memorization, which contrasts with views of proofs as flexible in format, p. 157. There is, however, evidence that proof can be reconceptualized as a means of discovery rather than as a process of confirming something that is already known, De Villiers, 1999. Developmental changes in epistemic beliefs have implications for question asking and exploration as a means to resolve knowledge gaps. Specifically, the belief that knowledge is handed down via authority may lead to question asking behaviors that are directed toward the source of expert knowledge. In mathematics classes, this authority is often teachers or textbooks. In contrast, the belief that knowledge is constructed by the individual may manifest in more self-directed exploration. Coupled with adequate conceptual and procedural knowledge, deductive reasoning via proofs provides a prime opportunity for extended exploration of mathematical ideas. Epistemic competence, the ability to evaluate problem context in order to determine necessary evidence and justification, is a characteristic of domain-specific development, Peterson et al., 2016. As students develop higher levels of mathematical proficiency, they may be more apt to recognize value both in questions that can be solved quickly and questions whose solutions require extended engagement. Indeed, we would not expect that curiosity for problems that can be quickly solved to disappear as one develops in a domain. Our own personal experiences in classes, colloquia, and conferences have revealed the tendency, even at the expert level, to ask questions involving gaps that can be resolved quickly by the presenter. Although we acknowledge that curiosity is not the only reason individuals ask questions in these situations, as well as for these moments to lead to the awareness of large knowledge gaps that can result in a new line of research. Whether students in K-12 mathematics education have opportunities to ask questions that stem from curiosity differs based on the pedagogical approach. There have been attempts to more systematically introduce the practices of question asking and exploration into mathematics classrooms by valuing student thinking. Bowler, 2008, Im and Stigliano, 2012. One example that has gained traction is that of problem posing, which serves as a method of introducing non-experts to the process of discovery in mathematics. Brown and Walter, 2004, Knuth, 2002, Silver, 1994. Problem posing suggests that question-asking behaviors can be learned and provide students with opportunities to pose questions that spark their curiosity about mathematics, rather than questions that they feel like they need to resolve for other motivational reasons, e.g., to relieve confusion. Giroud et al., 2018, highlight the importance of teachers in promoting curiosity. Specifically, they recognize that teachers can supply prompts and opportunities for question asking and exploration, serve as models, scaffold explorations, and provide encouragement. There are many other examples of routines designed to support exploration in mathematics classrooms, e.g., Open Middle, Mathalicious. For instance, Open Middle, www.openmiddle.com, is an online resource providing interesting mathematical problems that have a single answer but many possible solution methods. The database includes problems for students in kindergarten through high school that align with Common Core state standards and encourage teachers and their students to explore mathematical problems in more complex ways. These types of routines, combined with providing more time to engage, can support exploration. Giroud et al., 2018, Scherer et al., 2019. Section, Conclusion. The aim of this review was to synthesize empirical literature related to curiosity and to examine how the defining components of curiosity may manifest in domain-specific and developmental ways, particularly within the domain of mathematics. We have considered knowledge and epistemic beliefs as two possible antecedents that have the potential to shape the quantitative and qualitative experience of the defining components of curiosity, i.e., knowledge gaps, heightened arousal, and question asking or exploration. Building on the findings of this review, we describe implications that conceptualizing curiosity as a unique, domain-specific construct has for educational practice and future research. Subsection. Implications for educational practice. Identifying curiosity as a unique motivational state that can be characterized in domain-specific ways has important implications for supporting students' development as mathematical thinkers. Curiosity, relative to interest, is an intense affectual experience that shares overlaps with negative affective states, including confusion, frustration, and anxiety. DeMello and Gracer, 2012, Pecrin, 2006. When experiencing heightened arousal surrounding a knowledge gap, students may interpret this state as curiosity. Alternatively, they may interpret it as another negative state with similar patterns of heightened arousal, e.g., anxiety, confusion. For students who interpret heightened arousal as curiosity, they may be more apt to engage in deeper learning strategies and pursue other opportunities to be curious in mathematics, Moose et al., 25B. However, for students who interpret their heightened arousal as confusion or anxiety, they may be less likely to seek opportunities that may lead to the experience of these negative emotions, including the avoidance of mathematics. Interest, on the other hand, shares limited overlap with negative affective states. Interest is generally positive in emotional experience. Heidi and Renninger 2006, Schieffel 2009, and is therefore less likely to be interpreted negatively. Given the overlaps between curiosity and negative states, but not between interest and negative states, it is critical for educators to be able to identify instances of curiosity in their students and to recognize antecedent signals, e.g., knowledge gap, heightened arousal, where students may either experience curiosity or fall into patterns of negative affective states. Identifying points at which students may be on the brink of experiencing curiosity is important given that curiosity is associated with improvements in learning, e.g., Kang et al., 2009. In some instances, self-regulation of motivation may occur spontaneously, but in other cases, it may be necessary to directly teach strategies for the self-regulation of curiosity. There are models of self-regulation of motivation that can be used as starting points, such as Sansone's work on the regulation of interest, Sansone and Tommen 2006, Sansone et al. 1992, and cognitive reappraisal interventions for mathematics anxiety, Lyons and Baylock 2011, Maloney et al. 2013. While there have been interventions to teach students question asking, asking questions that stem from curiosity is different from asking questions that stem from confusion. Research on curiosity-related question asking should examine how to teach students to attach emotional relevance and meaning to question asking and mathematical exploration. This has implications for future research, such as whether it might be easiest for teachers to model curiosity when the students and teachers have overlapping areas of curiosity on a topic, or whether teachers can learn to model curiosity for students even if they do not genuinely feel curious themselves. There is preliminary evidence regarding interventions to support curiosity in the classroom, although there are many challenges to doing so. See Giroux et al. 2018, for a discussion of how performance-based approaches in schools discourage curiosity. In a study of middle school science classes, students were more curious during the lesson when uncertainty, i.e., withholding solution methods until after students engage in problem solving, was used as a pedagogical technique compared to direct instruction, Lamnina and Chase 2019. This finding supports ongoing evidence that uncertainty triggers curiosity, Berline 1960, Lowenstein 1994, Knobloch et al., 2004. In mathematics, many classroom routines, e.g., I notice, I wonder, which one does not belong, visual patterns, have been developed by mathematics educators to engage students, support them as question askers, and maintain interest. These routines offer promise for supporting curiosity, an impact that should be directly investigated in future studies. Subsection: Implications for Future Research. Much more research is needed to understand curiosity as a complex construct that unfolds within complex environments such as classrooms, Giroux et al., 2018. Given the scarcity of research on curiosity within academic domains, many of the hypothesized relations in the present study need to be empirically tested. Importantly, we acknowledge that, due to limited prior research on domain-specific curiosity, we took a componential view of curiosity, focusing this review on three major components of curiosity, i.e., knowledge gaps, heightened arousal, exploratory behavior. Future research has the potential to examine curiosity as a holistic construct, rather than examining the components independently. For instance, although mathematical proficiency allows students to generate questions that demonstrate awareness of both small and large knowledge gaps, whether they express similar levels of curiosity for gaps that can be resolved quickly as for gaps that will take a long time to resolve is yet to be empirically tested. Similarly, whether changes in epistemic beliefs, such as the shift from a focus on mathematical knowledge justified by authority to knowledge justified by deductive reasoning, have a measurable impact on how curiosity is experienced, expressed, and enacted is testable, but has yet to be directly investigated. Relatedly, there is a need for research on interventions designed to support curiosity in mathematics classrooms. In writing this review, we repeatedly turned to the question of whether this framework of curiosity development can be extended to domains other than mathematics. There are certain characteristics about the structure of mathematics and how it is taught in schools that distinguish it from domains such as history, languages, social sciences, or fine arts. In particular, mathematics is often described as a well-structured domain where problems are more well-defined. It may be worth considering whether this classification is due to the actual nature of mathematics, or whether the psychologists and educators who put forward the ideas of mathematics as a well-structured domain hold epistemic beliefs that do not reflect the actual complexities of mathematics. Resnick, 1988. Further, relative to other domains, mathematics is often associated with high levels of anxiety. Foley et al., 2017. Lyons and Bylock, 2011, as well as a strong dissociation between what students and mathematicians think mathematics is, Schoenfeld, 1988, Weber et al., 2014. As such, within different domains, the proposed framework in this review may follow a different time course with qualitatively different shifts. Section closing thought. In this review, we examined three defining components of curiosity: knowledge gaps, heightened arousal, and exploration. For each of these factors, we described evidence of quantitative and qualitative shifts as students develop in mathematics, particularly focusing on evidence about epistemic factors, i.e., how knowledge and epistemic beliefs develop. Given that there has been limited research on the development of curiosity, it was necessary to examine the defining components individually. It is our hope that by bridging these divergent empirical findings, this review sparks new examinations of how curiosity manifests in domain-specific ways. By providing a framework for curiosity as distinct from interest within domains, we hope to provide future researchers with greater clarity in theoretical and empirical examinations.